Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, Dr. Becca here on the Business of Behavior podcast, and this is session 90, Community Care. Today we're going to talk about community care, and if you've not heard that term before, that's okay. I think I might have made it up, although I heard it used in a different context, but I really like alliteration, and I'm definitely all about creating communities and how communities are part of us all being healthy and well. And I believe strongly that a healthy and well community is one that benefits all members. So community care, the term initially came from the VA hospital, at least as far as my research can show. And they used the term to talk about making sure that all the different providers who might be a part of that veteran's care are working together to build a community around that individual. So making sure that he, she, or they is getting the medical or mental health or social supports that they need. I use the term a little differently. You've probably heard of self-care. And as a matter of fact, I've done a couple podcast sessions on it. So if that's an area of interest, definitely check them out. And self-care is really important. I think it becomes extra important for those of us who are caregivers, whether professionally or personally, right? And so that could be being a parent or a teacher, a business owner, a mentor, anything where you are caring for others. Because sometimes we get so focused on caring for others that we forget that we are important too. And sometimes when we're not prioritizing our care, we can end up depleted. And that's not a great place to be. I also think it's important to talk about the fact that self-care is not enough. There's no amount of me taking care of me that will make up for me being in a system that has me set up to not be well or is not prioritizing me or others like me, whatever that means. Let me try to explain that differently. So self-care is really about an activity done intentionally to take care of you, right? Or me. The focus is on self. But community care is an activity that we do to uplift a group. And the focus is on that group or that community. And so communities could be our family, our organizations, the field of behavior analysis, different systems of care, or our geographic community, as well as a variety of others. And so in what way are we creating a community of care? And one of the ways, or a couple ways, maybe that I've done this at Del Mar, so as examples, making sure that people have PTO, making sure that people have health insurance, dental and vision, right? Making sure that our health insurance plan has mental health benefits, making sure that we're sharing resources during when hurricanes hit, which we have more than I wish we did here in southeastern North Carolina. You know, resources like apps that can be used to get in or out, or food support, or a variety of other resources that are made available during times of natural disaster. It's making sure that I'm providing enough Lysol and cleaning wipes and PPE for everyone in the clinic. It's making sure that we're paying as much as we possibly can. It's making sure that the clinic is a clean and safe place with all the materials they need. This is community care, right? Within my organization. It's also things like making sure that we are amplifying and lifting up voices that may not always be heard, like those who are adults with autism or autistic individuals, people of color, LGBTQ individuals, right? We are amplifying those voices so that within our organization, it is very clear that everyone matters. And that any kind of bullying or gossiping is not tolerated, period. Outside of Del Mar, I also want to be sure that I'm helping build a community of care. And that's really how the ABA Business Builders Group got started, which is sort of what this podcast spun off of. It's a group on Facebook for ABA business owners, managers, supervisors, co-owners, consultants, anybody within the field of behavior analysis that is interested in or in a leadership position, because we need to create this community of care. We're sharing information. We're setting boundaries. We're having tough conversations sometimes. That's all very important. That creates a community of care. It's not the only place. You know, of course, it doesn't take the place of consulting with other professionals or, you know, laws, all of that. And we hope that it's a shared space where movement towards, you know, ethical, legal, responsible, respectful intervention and workplaces are created for the consumers of ABA services, but also for employees and, you know, for the leaders. A community of care means that we are setting up the environment to be healthy and safe for those around us. And it takes action, committed action, which you guys that have been listening know that, you know, I'm an act-oriented psychologist and that committed action towards values is important. Taking care of people is done in a variety of ways, and it has to be done intentionally. So creating policies and practices that create a safe place, a brave space, as the Equity and Diversity Special Interest Group of Calaba says, which I love that language, a brave space. You know, setting up these policies and practices that care for the community of employees, our community at large here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. We engage in volunteer work to help better our community. Personally, I create videos that I hope are helpful to other members of our community, both business owners, but also around mental health, right? These are things that are creating resources to help boost the information and hopefully wellness of the community. The focus is on community. And so maybe if you think about what you're doing within your organization or even within your career, if you're not an owner but you're supervising, how are you creating care in your treatment teams? Is there regular contact, responding within 24 hours, right? Making sure they have the materials that they need, from copied paper to car chargers to whatever it is that they need? Are you helping to advocate for paid time off, better wages, anything that you hear from the community that they need? And then again, reaching out to that larger community, our geographic community, how can we help there? Whether it's increasing awareness, acceptance, advocacy, and action for individuals with autism or autistic individuals. For working moms, some of you guys that have been with me a while, you know that I have special training in maternal mental health. And so making sure that we are doing as much as we can to create a culture of care and community for working moms, working dads. Whatever that looks like, right? Is our community accepting of different cultures? Do we share about our own religion, or do we try to raise awareness to all different kinds of religions? So really spending some time and thinking about, in what way are you engaging in community care? And if not, where might you want to start doing that? And in what way? Sometimes the way I started was, there were times when I didn't feel cared for in a community, and then switching that, right? So in what way could I switch that? I have MS, multiple sclerosis, so I have a chronic health condition. And in what way can we be flexible with my schedule when needed? That certainly doesn't mean we're going to flex 100%, because at some point it does become a place where I'm not able to do my job. And that's a very, you know, 0 to 100. There's all sorts of steps in between. Are we creating a community where there's discussions around that and accommodations when needed around that? Not just MS, but around other things. You know, do we have a clean and safe space for new moms or new birthing people to pump if they're breastfeeding? Many don't want to sit in a bathroom and do it, and understandable. Can we create a little alcove? Can we even have open communication around, if you need to do this, just let me know. Or just go up and use the space. And I don't want you to have to do it in the bathroom. We're going to find space for you. We're going to make space for you because you are important. This community is important. And so really thinking about what community have we created and how are we caring for our community? And if there's areas where we don't know how well we're doing, elicit feedback and ask, how cared for do you feel by this organization? And if not very much, man, let me know, because I'm open to changing it. I'm open to improving, because this community is important. This community caring for you allows you to prioritize the care of the consumer, right? When you're not worried about toilet paper, soap, having the materials you need, you are able to focus on the child's ABA services. When you have the time off that you need and your bills are paid and you have as many hours, ideally, right, that you can have, you can focus on providing care. Now, that doesn't mean that I do this perfectly and that there aren't some times that, you know, somebody wants full-time hours and we don't have full-time hours. I'm going to be honest and say, hey, we don't have full-time hours now. I hear that you want that, and let me prioritize finding that for you. Let me see if I can do it. And if I can't, I'm going to be honest with you so that you can choose if you want to go somewhere else. That's community care. It doesn't mean I necessarily provide it. Hopefully I can if they're a great team member. And I'm surely going to be honest with you so that you can make the decision that's best for you. I'm looking at the time and I'm seeing it's right around 10 minutes, which is where I aim for many of these to be, little bite-sized pieces of information and hopefully things to think about. As always, time is our most valuable resource, and I so appreciate those of you who have chosen to spend the last 10 minutes and any other minutes with me, Dr. Becca Tagg, here on the Business of Behavior podcast. I'd love to hear how things are going. You can send an email or a message. Be sure to join us in the ABA Business Builders Facebook group or the website, www.thebusinessofbehavior.com. And I look forward to talking with you all soon.